قبل لفي ضلال مبين. That's what I want to concentrate a little more on today. The ضلال مبين. The clear error. The fact that they were clearly on the wrong path. Which they saw themselves very clearly immediately when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started the message and started inviting them to the good that he invited them to. And that is the fadl, that is the bounty that he gives to whomever he wishes. And he is the one with a lot of goodness, a lot of fadl. الفضل العظيم. The fadl, the greatest ni'mah is in fact guidance, guiding us to the right path, guiding us and helping us realize our error. People were in clear error. Now as they were doing it, they had justified it. They had justified every part of it. And so they were okay with it. In all of humanity, not just Arabia. In Arabia they were burying their daughters. They thought it was right because they thought that's how they protect the girls from being enslaved by other tribes should they have a war, because they need boys to protect the tribe. If they have so many girls, then they won't be able to protect the tribe. So they had justified it. So they're better off dying than, according to them obviously, than living and being enslaved and so on. And this, the weakness and the shame of the families to be weak, to have so many girls. And so they were burying them under the pretense that they're protecting them and so on. This was one example of error. The next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after introducing the fact that He is to guide them and so on, and they were obviously in clear error, the next ayah says that also others after them, لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, they did not make it to their time. Today, we did not live at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, we have also the opportunity to be taught the book and wisdom, and the opportunity to purify through the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the opportunity to be taught, and the ayat of the Prophet, the ayat of Rasulullah, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are amongst us. We can recite them. So all of the second verse applies to us, including the clear error. That is the part that also applies should we not follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the month of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban is the month of Rasulullah. In the dua or salawat al-Sha'baniyya, which we recite after Dhuhr, after Zawal, it's recommended in the month of Sha'ban. And many mu'mineen recite it, but we need to make sure we reflect on it. In part of that salawat, we say, Allahumma, after we say, وَهَذَا شَهْرُ نَبِيِّكَ سَيِّدِ رُسُلِكَ شَعْبَانُ الَّذِي حَفَفْتَهُ مِنْكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَأَعِنَّا عَلَى الْإِسْتِنَانِ بِسُنَّتِهِ فِيهِ وَنَيْلِ الشَّفَاعَةِ لَدَيْهِ. وَاللَّهُ help us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month, and through that gain the intercession of Rasulullah, through following his sunnah. وَأَعِنَّا, we need to pay attention to the dua. عَلَى الْإِسْتِنَانِ بِسُنَّتِهِ, so we live our lives like the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through that we gain the shafa'ah of Rasulullah, which we all need. مَقَامُ الشَّفَاعَ الْكُبْرَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him on the day of judgment, all nations turn to their leaders, and all the leaders, all the imams, all the prophets turn to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there, you don't want to be alone. On the day of judgment, nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to be left to themselves. Everybody turns to him, and he is the one who is told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أطلب تعطى, ask and you will be given, إشفع تشفع or تشفع, both apply. You do the shafa and you'll be given the shafa, and ask and you will be given whatever you ask for. This is the maqam of Rasulullah. It's clear on the day of judgment to everybody. That's why he's Mahmood. The question is, does he give his shafa'ah to everybody? Or those who follow the sunnah? According to this dua, it's those who follow. According to the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, as he was on his deathbed, when he was, after he was poisoned and he was on his deathbed, he said what? The final hadith, لا ينال شفاعتنا مستخفا بالصلاة. If you undermine, one of the sunnah of Rasulullah is the value of salat. You undermine the value of salat, no shafa'ah. That's one example. Following the sunnah is a condition, it's a precondition for shafa'ah. That is part of the shafa'ah. That is the meaning, the real meaning of shafa'ah. I've mentioned this before. The real meaning and the real application is that they do shafa'ah for us, and therefore we are following their sunnah. And through that we earn the title to be entitled, to be deserving of the shafa'ah. Because مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. We have to be entitled to the shafa'ah. We have to have the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be included in the shafa'ah. And we would not be included because we idealize the Prophet or Imam Hussein or Ahlul Bayt, and so we attribute ourselves to them, automatically we gain the shafa'ah. It does not work like that, no. We need to make sure we follow them, and that is how we earn their shafa'ah. And that's why the ayah says, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُ بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. I said the end part of every ayah has a meaning. He is the mighty, he is the wise. We need to make sure that we are following the sunnah. We're not changing the sunnah. Time comes and we are again in the month of Sha'ban, the middle of it belongs to the imam of the time. And people are today going towards clear error. We are seeing it happen. The sunan are being left behind. Not the sunan, the wajibat are ignored. The haram is being done with so many excuses. We make excuses to do the haram, and next thing the wajib becomes undermined, and we say, oh, it's okay, it's not. And then the mustahab and makruh completely ignored. This is ta'til al-sunan. The result is clear darkness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us out of clear darkness so we are accepting, and we are amongst those who are pleased with the return of the imam, inshallah, and with him.